AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says once conditions allow, he will go to Florida as Hurricane Ian devastates part of the state. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says the hurricane could be Florida's deadliest yet.
The numbers are still unclear, but we're hearing early reports of what may be substantial loss of life.
He says many families are hurting and the entire nation hurts with them. The president visited FEMA headquarters for an update on the federal response to Ian, which Administrator Deanne Criswell says will keep wreaking havoc up the East Coast.
A storm that we talk about for decades.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The damage is severe in Fort Myers, Florida, near where Ian reached land. This man told WSVN his boat is okay, but
I live on my boat, and most of these people, you own a boat, you love your boat. You know, it's not just something, and to see the destruction, it breaks your heart.
Ian is now back over water in the Atlantic and could strengthen into a hurricane again. The current fiscal year ends at midnight, and the Senate passed a bill to keep the government funded and avoid a shutdown. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it includes more money for Ukraine.
Assisting Ukraine is not some feel-good symbolic gesture. It's literally an investment in our own national security and that of our allies.
The bill funds the government through December 16th. Wall Street is back to big losses at the closing bell. The government says the economy shrank at a 0.6 annual rate from April through June, the second consecutive quarter of economic contraction. A federal lawsuit has been filed against 8 entities and 3 individuals for the May shooting that killed 19 students and 2 teachers at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. It was filed by one parent whose child was wounded in the shooting and 2 parents whose children were on the campus at the time. This is AP News. An award known as the Alternative Nobel Prize goes to community activists, including one from Ukraine.
The Right Livelihood Award was granted to several activists across 3 continents, one of whom was the head of the Ukrainian organization, the Center for Civil Liberties. The organization chief, Oleksandra Matvichuk, was honored for building sustainable democratic institutions in Ukraine. Her organization was also commended for modeling a path to international accountability for war crimes. In a statement, Matvichuk said the award was ever more poignant because Ukraine was going through a very dramatic period in its history. She said she saw the recognition as support for Ukraine's struggle and for her work. I'm Karen Chamas.
3 Russian cosmonauts returned safely from a mission to the International Space Station, landing in Kazakhstan. Helicopter support teams landed minutes after their landing to recover the space crew. The 3 had arrived at the space station in March. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,